The Seleucid Dynasty, Cleopatra Selene, Part 2, Civil War. Of course, it has been messy in the Seleucid Dynasty for quite a while, and it's not going to get much better for a little bit. We'll have to wait for Tigranes II of Armenia to invade and kind of finally settle things down. So let's go to finish up Cleopatra Selene. In 95-94 BC, Antiochus X, the son of Antiochus IX, proclaimed himself king in Arados and then married his stepmother, Cleopatra Selene. Seleucus VI was pushed out of Antioch in 94 BC. Antiochus X marriage was a huge scandal. Antiochus's epithet, Eusebius, which means pious, was given to him by the Syrians to mock his show of loyalty to his father by bedding his widow. Antiochus X wanted to be king, but had very little money, and he needed a queen. Cleopatra Selene was in her 40s, couldn't just simply marry a foreign king, and then there was a Seleucid dynasty precedent of a son marrying his stepmother. That would be Antiochus I, when he married Stratonice, who was his stepmother. Well, Antiochus X died around 92 BC or 88 BC, depending on how you do your calendar. Cleopatra Selene's location during the reign of Antiochus X's successors, such as Philip I, the father of Antiochus VIII, is unknown. She evidently hid with her children somewhere in Syria, and possibly fled to Colle, Syria, or Cilicia. Antiochus XII, another son of Antiochus VIII, ruled in Damascus, but died in 83 BC. Philip I, ruling in Antioch, died in 82 BC. Cleopatra Selene then pushed her children to claim the right of Antiochus X on the vacant throne, with, of course, herself as regent. This is based on three of her coins, which depict Antiochus XIII in the background, while she appears in the foreground, which is the style for queen regents. Her children were probably in Cilicia or somewhere else in Asia Minor for protection, which explains Antiochus XIII's nickname, Asiaticus. Cleopatra Selene's claim of authority were not generally accepted by the Syrians, who were frustrated by the constant civil wars. Really, that wouldn't be a surprise, would it? In 83 BC, the people of Antioch invited Tigranes II of Armenia to rule Syria. The people of Damascus invited Aratus III, the king of the Nabataeans. Remember good old Petra that we see all the time? That's the Nabataean headquarters. Well, Tigranes never controlled the whole country, but did capture Damascus in 72 BC. When Cleopatra Selene declared her son king, she controlled lands in Cilicia and Phoenicia and controlled the towns of Seleucia and Ptolemais. In 75 BC, Cleopatra Selene sent Antiochus XIII and his brother to Rome, where they stayed until 73 BC. Then they returned to Syria and then claimed the throne of Egypt based on their mother's birthright. To impress the Roman Senate, Cleopatra Selene endowed her children with sufficient assets, including a jeweled candelabrum that was dedicated to the Temple of Jupiter on the Capitoline Hill. The Senate refused to hear their petition for the Egyptian throne, but did acknowledge their claim to the Syrian throne. In 69 BC, Tigranes besieged Cleopatra Selene in Ptolemais. The city fell, but Tigranes had to move north very quickly as the Romans were attacking now Armenia. Tigranes imprisoned Cleopatra Selene in Seleucia and ultimately had her killed, simply to deny other ambitious men from gaining influence through her. So we've gone through a pretty messy period, but it is beginning to settle down because now you're starting to hear Roman king of Armenia. And ultimately, it will be the Romans that do settle the whole issue. So our next move is to Antiochus the IX, Cyzicus. Now, the sources for this, the House of Seleucus by Bevan, the Land of the Elephant King by Cosman, and the Seleucid Army by Bar Kova. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.